Well, hey, everybody. I'm so glad to be able to come into your home or onto your phone or wherever you're watching. Well, you're most likely watching at home because just about everything else has been banned. And so that's why I kind of ready to go into like a spiritual warfare moment here. That's why I'm all dressed in this fatigue. I even got my fatigue bag here. So, because we're going to bring heaven to this situation. But I'm kind of kidding because I really only wore this because I think it looks pretty cool. But the reality is, folks, is that we're not waiting for the government or the media to determine how we should feel and what we should believe. We're praying for those in authority. We're praying for those that are leading the charge against this virus from a physical, natural standpoint. And we're believing God and we're following their direction and following their wisdom. But we're not taking our cues on how to feel from the government or from the media. We're taking our cues on the attitude that we choose based on God's love for us and based on the spiritual atmosphere that we get to set, the spiritual temperature that we get to set. So a couple things that I've been doing in light of the coronavirus epidemic, pandemic, however you want to call it, I really think is more of it's a pandemic, but the epidemic is fear. Fear is the epidemic. The disease is a pandemic, but fear is running rampant in our culture and in our society. And I listened to some of the government leaders describing in our state what the new restrictions are, and I couldn't help but to feel for people that are actually watching and feeling afraid. Because government cannot offer you comfort. That's what the church is for. That's what Jesus is for. That's what the Holy Spirit is for. That's what us pastors, this is our specialty. This is our moment to give you the encouragement and the strength that you need in times like this. You see, we can't rely on the government to take away our fear. Jesus came to deliver us from fear. His perfect love for us will banish all fear. I want you to really understand that God's given me a word that we need to operate in the spirit of faith and the spirit of wisdom together. They're both a team. The spirit of faith is this is what God's word has to say about the situation. The spirit of wisdom is this is how we're going to respond to the situation. And we're going to respond. We're going to follow all the CDC requirements. And I'm sure everybody's trying to do their best at that. And nobody's perfect. We've all been around somebody that has had a cough. We've all been around somebody that has been sick, but I believe there's a covenant of protection that God has given us through the blood of Jesus. And I believe that we get to choose our attitude. You know, somebody said, one of the great survivors of the Holocaust said that the greatest freedom that we have is the freedom to choose our own attitude at any given time. The greatest freedom is to choose one's attitude at any given time. And I'm choosing an attitude of faith, and I want you to choose that with me. I'm choosing an attitude of love, and I want you to choose that with me. And I'm choosing an attitude of hope, and I want you to choose that with me. In fact, the Bible says, now abide these three, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And God is love. And so that's who we're putting our trust in. That's where we're getting our confidence from. Do I trust the government? To some degree. Do I trust the media? Sometimes with some things. But do I trust God 100% all the time, every time? Because his track record is perfect. Nobody else has the track record that he has. And you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, we were at our wits' end. We didn't know what to do. We thought we were going to give up, but we decided instead to trust God. Not a bad idea, since he's the God who raises the dead. He's the God who raises the dead. If he's the God who raises the dead, this is no surprise to him. This is no shock to him. So I want you to choose to operate in the spirit of faith, to believe God's promises, to believe in his love for you, to believe in his divine protection, believe in the cross, the power of God to protect you, to save you, to preserve you. And walk in the spirit of wisdom. Follow good wisdom, good hygiene, all of that. But I really want to zero in on fear right now. And I want to take you to a time when Jesus got in the boat with his disciples. This is both in Mark chapter 4 and Luke chapter 8. And he gets in the boat with his disciples and he says, let's go to the other side. And as they go and begin this journey, a storm hits the boat. And Jesus at that time is sleeping in the back of the boat. And the disciples are so worried and they're so afraid. And they come and wake him up and they said, Master, Master, don't you care that we're perishing? And I think that if we listen to all the news, we're going to be like the disciples that were like, Master, Master, God, God, don't you care that we're perishing? And God is at rest and he wants you to be at rest. He wants you to be at peace. You see, I really believe stress is one of the greatest threats to our health in our lives, that the virus is certainly a great threat to people. But I believe that we're getting our arms around this. And I believe that our government is taking really great steps in some cases. Some I agree with, some I might not agree with. You might agree with all of them or none of them or some of them, or most of them. But I think the more important thing is that we have to really understand that bad news causes stress in people's lives. And stress breaks down the immune system of our bodies. Science has proven that stress affects our health in so many ways. And so I want you to find rest today, not stress. And Jesus got in this boat and he had rest. He said, we're going to the other side. And then he went to sleep. And I want to say to you, we're going to the other side. And when I'm done with this video, I'm going to rest. Because I want you to know that when I say these words, we're going to the other side. When Jesus said we're going to the other side, he meant it. He planted the seed of God's word and then he rested on the seed of God's word, on the pillow of God's promise. And I want you to know we're going to the other side. We're going to get to the other side of this thing. What do we do in the meantime? We rest. What do we do in the meantime? We trust. What do we do in the meantime? We hope. What do we do in the meantime? We love. What do we do in the meantime? We gather as a church and we gather as God, as God's sons and daughters. If we can't gather in person, we gather online, but we gather because against the church, the gates of hell cannot prevail. The gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. God's people, the church isn't a building. We meet in buildings, but now we're meeting online. And this is going to be enough. It's going to be more than enough. I don't know when the bans are going to be lifted, but when they lift, we're going to see each other face to face. Until then, you get to see my face. I wish I could see yours, and maybe we'll make some accommodation to be able to see a few people over this period. But Jesus gets in the boat, the disciples get nervous, and I want you to understand what happens, that Jesus, when they woke him up, he woke up and he looked at the storm and he said, peace, be still. And there was a great calm. But then he looked at his disciples and he said, where is your faith? I want you to understand what Jesus did that day. He looked at the storm and he said, peace, be still. And there was a great calm. But then he looked at his disciples and he said, where is your faith? And so I want to be one of those. I want to side with Jesus, not with the disciples on that one. I want to speak to the storm, peace be still, and create a great calm. Just like Jesus spoke to the storm, peace be still, and there was a great calm. I don't want to be like the disciples, where is my faith? My faith is in the one, the rock. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. My faith is in he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. My faith is in the Most High. I abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and you do too. So don't give in to the fear. Don't expect the government to take your fear away. God takes your fear away. Perfect love casts out fear. Expect the government to do what they do in the natural, but expect your church to do what it's supposed to do in the supernatural, in the spiritual world. And that's why we're gathering every time. We're gathering at every service online now until the ban is lifted. And I want to see you. And or if you go to another church, get plugged into your church online in these days that we're in. But this question is the most pivotal pivotal of all, where is your faith? Is your faith in the news, or is your faith in God? I don't take the coronavirus lightly, but I just take God's word even greater. You understand that I believe that the virus is real, but I believe God's promises supersede the virus, and God's promises are more powerful, and greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. And I think that if we get a hold of this one truth, the gospel is not just we can go to heaven, although that's part of the gospel, that Jesus died for our sins so we can go to heaven. But the gospel is fear not. The gospel is good news. Therefore, we can fear not. We can be free from fear today because we have good news combating the bad news. And the good news is that God is with us, and that if God be for us, who can be against us? I want you to know that everything's going to be all right. We're going to the other side. So be at peace. Speak to the storm in your soul. Peace, be still. Speak to the storm in your family. Peace, be still. Speak to the storm in your finances. Peace, be still. Speak to the storm in, if you're in a hospital, if you're in a some place where there's sickness and the first responders are helping you. Thank God for the first responders in any crisis. We thank God for you. We pray for you. And I want you to know we take seriously the risk that you take for us. And we're not going to take unnecessary risks, but we're not going to live in fear. We're going to live by faith, not fear. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So I want you to speak to your storm, peace, be still. And I want to speak to the storm today together with you, peace, be still. And there will be a great calm. And when we speak to our bodies, when we speak to our storms, when we speak to our situations, it drives stress out of our lives. Stress breaks down our immune system. Faith builds up our immune system. Joy builds up our immune system. Laughter builds up our immune system. Eating well builds up our immune system. Vitamins build up our immune system. God's promises build up our immune system. Let's spend our time building up our immune system rather than being afraid of our immune system breaking down. Let's spend our time building it up, not spending our time in fear, because that's going to help break it down. Let's spend our time in faith, because that's going to help build our immune system up. Let's laugh. Let's not be shamed into a joyless life. Let's not be shamed into a miserable life. We don't have to remain miserable. We can have compassion, of course, on anybody who's suffering, but we don't have to remain miserable. We don't have to be unhappy people so that others won't feel so bad. Let's bring joy everywhere we go. Let's bring a smile everywhere we go. Let's be the thermostat rather than the thermometer. A thermometer just reads the temperature, but a thermostat sets the temperature. Set your temperature on happiness. Set your temperature on gratitude. Set your temperature on gratefulness. Set your temperature on thankfulness. Set your temperature on God's promises. Set your temperature. Set the thermostat there, and the temperature will rise to where you set it. We're not going to let the media set the thermostat for us. We're not going to let the government set the thermostat for us. They can set the legal conditions, but we set the spiritual conditions. We set our own emotional conditions by the attitude we choose, by the words we speak, by the joy that we have, by the peace that passes understanding. If you feel anxiety right now, don't worry. Don't feel that you're doing something wrong. Treat anxiety as a signal to pray. Treat anxiety as a signal to praise. Treat worry as a signal. It is telling you to lift your hands. Worry is telling you to offer that to God, to cast your cares on God. I want to pray, and I want us to speak together to the storm. Just like I led you a week ago or so, I want to lead you today, and I want to say to this storm of coronavirus, peace, be still. I want us to say to stress, peace, be still. I want you to say to your body, body, peace, be still. I speak to the raging waters of my health. Peace, be still. Say that. I speak to the raging waters of my body. Peace, be still. I speak to the raging waters of my family. Peace, be still. I speak to the raging winds and waters of my finances. Peace, be still. I speak to the raging waters of my emotions. Peace, be still. I speak to the raging waters over America, over Italy, over China, over Spain, over this world, that wherever the coronavirus is raging, I speak to it and I say, peace, be still. And there will be a great calm. I want to encourage you today. God loves you, and perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love is not the love we can love with. It's the love with which God loves us. I love you guys. We're here for you. Our church is open for business all the time for prayer. We'll pray for you. We're following all the CDC recommendations. We're following all the government restrictions. We're gathering online instead of as a congregation in person, but there is power in our gathering still, and there is power in your presence still. So join with your church whenever their services are online, and then join them again when the ban is lifted. But also know that if you need prayer, call us. If you need encouragement, if you need somebody to help you laugh, call us. Enjoy this time that you have with your family. Enjoy this time that you have with those that work with you in essential departments and essential businesses for the public health and safety and well-being of people, whether it be physical, emotional, or spiritual. We're a part of the spiritual well-being, part of the essential ingredients of a community that make a community healthy is the spiritual climate that is set by the churches. And here at Life Changers Church, we set a climate of faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. The love that God has for us, which brings us hope, which gives us peace, which activates our faith, and we can use our words to speak divine healing, health, and protection over the people that we care about and that we're responsible for. I love you guys. Till next time, just remember, Jesus is Lord. God loves you. He's not mad at you. He's mad about you. He's not punishing this earth. Jesus took the punishment on the cross so that we could receive his rewards and blessing. Expect good, expect blessing, expect his rewards, and everything is going to be all right. God bless.